'Twas in the election at the century's turn, this nation had hard lessons to learn, like how to count, subtract, and add. And they put the fault on one young lad. They blamed it all on Dimpled Chad. When that November came around, Chad left his mark on many a town, from West Palm Beach to Miami-Dade. An awful heavy price was paid, and from the white-haired gent to the college grad, each soul was angry at Dimpled Chad. Dimpled Chad was a stubborn man. He had a power few others can. He was an independent lad. No one lay claim to Dimpled Chad. Then came the day one Albert Gore sought out Chad's help to settle a score, which scared George W. Bush so bad, he cried out to his same name dad, "I'm being held captive by Dimpled Chad."
Dimpled Chad.
While the ballots, the counters did sort, Al Gore rode up to Tallahassee court. He took the best lawyers that he had. They pleaded with the judges in their legal pad, but the court wouldn't help with Dimpled Chad. Dimpled Chad was a stubborn man. He held a power few others can. He was an independent lad. No one lay claim to Dimpled Chad. George W. took that Florida state, though to this day they litigate. They say poor Albert looks so sad, and old George Bush was mighty glad to have seen the last of Dimpled Chad.
Dimpled Chad.
So let this be a lesson to you. Next time you vote, here's what to do. Be sure your fist is ironclad. Then find the right candidate and punch like mad, or you'll be dealing with Dimpled Chad. Dimpled Chad would take no stand, yet he was known throughout this land. He was an independent lad. No one lay claim to Dimpled Chad.
Dimpled Chad.